Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock on this 3rd of March, 2023. You've got your host, James J. Maloff, here. I am joined by Seth Haphagger.
Good morning, everyone.
We hope you're having a great start to your Friday. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah, throw your neighborhood in the air.
Wave it like you just don't care. Do that. Do it right now. Do it.
Because it's Friday. Yourself,
unless you're driving. Keep
yeah,
both hands on the wheel. You might want to do that. Yes. It's slippery out there. Be careful. We hope you're having a great start to your Friday. Thank you for kicking it off with us. We got a lot of great stuff lined up for you. We're going to get into our National Day of calendar in a little bit. We have the top cities and states we'd move to if money didn't matter.
Ooh.
Kind of interesting.
Curious.
Yeah. There's a new TikTok trend we got to talk about.
Because of course we do.
Yeah, yeah. It's that or Dolly Parton news. We have to cover those and anything that we can ramble about.
That's all we do here.
Speaking of, Girl Scout cookies is coming up as well. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Yummy.
8 o'clock hour, we'll have Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. In the 9 o'clock hour, or along with Misty's in the 8 o'clock hour, of course, we're going to have our star of the day from our friends from Culver's.
Nice.
Got a fun one lined up for everybody today, and again, it's an easy one. Like, I feel like you guys are going to get this one pretty easily.
That's okay. We don't mind.
We'll see. We'll see. It's your chance to win two concrete mixers, two value baskets from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. A big thank you to them. Mm-hmm. 9 o'clock hour, some entertainment news. We're going to let you know about our weekend schedule, touch on that a little bit, as well as some other fun stuff here. What's new on your small screen this weekend? What's new on your big screen? And TV shows that saved real lives.
Whoa.
Yeah, get into that one a little
interesting.
Bit.
Interesting. All right.
And of course, then a write stories, good stories of the day, all that lined up for you. Seth, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. It's Friday. Hmm. I'm happy it's Friday.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'm thrilled it's Friday. Can you tell in my voice? I'm just so excited.
The excitement, the
palpable.
It's palpable. It really is. good to have you here. Glad you are happy it's Friday.
Yeah.
I am too. You, this first story of ours, Seth, is actually a little bit interesting. I think you can maybe touch on this a little bit.
Okay.
The home that you and Beth have, it's a big place. It's not necessarily a big place for you and your family, but it's a big place because of the church being attached and everything. And I don't know the inner workings necessarily, and don't necessarily need to, but being a big building, something like this might not be too surprising for somebody like yourself. I haven't been in a whole lot of big houses.
Okay.
My parents' house is two floors. Mm-hmm. And for us, that was humongous, coming
from
apartments and everything. So this actually, something kind of like this happened once to us before. So we'll touch on that part after we give you guys the details. Because a couple was staying at the Excalibur Resort in Vegas a couple of weeks ago, and they noticed some weird stuff happening in their room. And that's saying something, because again, they were in Vegas. Things seemed to be knocked over in the bathroom, and there were strange sounds in the walls. And they saw what appeared to be somebody, you know, peeing in the shower.
Oh, what? What?
But it was just it wasn't just a clumsy ghost with an overactive bladder or anything either, though. That's not what it was. That's my first guess.
That would be my guess.
It was a cat.
Oh, no.
They woke up one night at 4 a.m., and it was just standing in their room looking at them.
Oh, that's not creepy.
No.
Ah!
It's not even your house.
I know.
Oh, man. They called security, but it was difficult getting the cat out because it had discovered a hiding place under the sink.
Oh, no.
There was a small crevice, and the staff had to actually take the cabinet apart to get the cat out.
Oh, my goodness.
And this is all happening at like 5 in the morning.
Oh.
You know, on your Vegas vacation.
Yeah.
It had been 6 days since the guest had left, and the couple had been there for 3 days. I'm sorry. The couple later found out that the previous guest had reportedly lost the cat.
Oh, okay.
Although it was not believed to be in the room, they thought it had snuck out.
Right. Oh, goodness.
It had been 6 days since the guest had left, and the couple had been there 3 days. The cat had apparently survived by coming out at night and drinking toilet water. And who knows what else?
Wow.
And the cat is perfectly fine. The cat is completely okay, and it's been reunited with its rightful owner. I'm sure it's talking about this ad nauseum.
I'm sure it's telling its
owner all about this and how they will never let the owner forget this.
In very intense terms,
they're telling
their owner about this.
Knocking things over. Yes.
Maybe clawing the things a little bit.
Just a little bit while they stare at you. That's the one that gets me is when they claw at something and they just stare at you while they're doing it.
You know. You know you're in trouble.
The couple, not so much. In a strange twist, the couple in the room were both veterinarians who were in town for a conference, and they had documented the experience on TikTok.
Oh, wow.
So they got a bunch of views out of it, I'm sure, and everything. May have even helped their practices out.
Yeah, sure.
So really, kind of a win-win when you think about it. I mean, really, it's a, you know, other than an uncomfortable morning where you're up at 5 in the morning trying to rip a cabinet out of a
wall, just to get a cat.
Yeah, it worked out. Cat got an extra couple days of vacation in Vegas.
Yeah.
maybe, you know, played the slots a little bit or something. I don't know. But that cat had a good time. The couple actually got a story out of it.
They did. They got some views on social media as well. Things not you don't expect in Vegas. I think that's probably pretty high on the list.
That's got to be. That's got to be pretty
a strange cat in your room. Yeah.
And I mean, now this is a hotel room and everything. Mm-hmm. So you're going to this cat really had to find a hiding place for you not to see it, not to find it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Am I one of the only people that does this? Not when I was a kid, when I traveled with my nan and papa or anything, but as an adult, any hotel I stay at, I'm vetting that place. Like, I online, I'm checking it out, I'm looking through it and everything, but especially once I get in the building and I'm in my room. Before I unpack, before I do anything, I am checking that hotel room. Now, I'm not like checking the floors or anything like that to see if there, you know, if there's an inch of dust or anything like that. It's not so much that. I'm looking for any unwanted creatures or anything like that. I'm looking for like little things like that. I'm making sure that there's toilet paper in there and that kind of thing.
Of course, yeah.
But I worked in the hotel industry for a couple of years.
That's right.
And just after that, it's not. I think it's a lot more sanitary than I think a lot of people would realize.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not nearly that bad. But because I know where to look, and because I know where you know the bed bugs hide or where all these kind of things, I'm looking around. I don't think this could happen to me, but it did happen at my folks' place. There was a bat in the basement. Didn't know about.
Oh, boy.
And for a while there, my mom thought the place was haunted. And my dad, it ain't haunted, Pam. Just let it go. And even if it is, you know, so what? You know, he didn't really care. It didn't faze my dad.
No, not at all. I
really feel like a ghost would have to really work really hard to affect my father.
Yeah. Boo! And boo, hey!
Even then, it's kind of like, eh. So, what do you think of the season coming up here? All these changes in the Major League Baseball and everything. What do you think about it? Like that's what he'd be doing. He'd be just talking to the ghost.
He would bore the ghost,
he'd
right?
Yeah. Would. Yes, I think so. I think it would. Because they'd want to start talking about Blackhawks and everything. Yeah, yeah. Maybe the ghost aren't into hockey. I don't know. Maybe. You know. Could you see something like this kind of happening at your place with it being bigger and having, you know, there's plenty of nooks and crannies to hide, I imagine, in any building, let alone a building that size?
Well, not where we live now. I mean, it could happen. Growing up where
I did. Meant to ask where, if it could happen to you at any place you've been.
There you go. Because when I was growing up, we lived out in the middle of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So we had multiple bat issues. I mean, I remember one time, I can't remember how old I was, I started hearing this squeaking noise outside, you know, I was in my room upstairs, second floor, and I heard the squeaking noise, and I'm like, what is that? Where is that coming from? I thought, is there a mouse in here somewhere? Because, of course, there's mice around, too.
Yeah.
And I finally pinpointed, there was a bat stuck between the screen and my window. My window going out for outside. It was stuck in between there. And so it's like, well, how do we get the bat out? Because if we open the one window to get our arm out, it's going to fly in the house. We don't want it to fly in the house. We want it to go outside kind of thing. Oh, my gosh. So it took, like, my whole family. We were, like, they're, you know, making blueprints, you know. How do we do this so that we can get this thing?
Yeah.
But we did get it out without it flying into the house because no one wants a bat flying around their house. I mean, that's... It's disconcerting.
It's for you and the bat.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually, being as much of a city boy as I am, I have a couple of things I've done. I've milked goats. I have ridden horses plenty of times.
Okay.
And I have caught two bats in my life.
Wow.
One of them was at my folks' place with this bat that I was telling you about before. And then there was one just this past year that I caught. And I caught it with my hands. It was in the house, and I caught it with my hands.
Wow.
And it's still – like, I've never, like, roped a bull. you know, or anything, or you know, tamed a wild horse, or never will do those things. But catching a bat with my hands will be the one thing that I'll always hold on to as far as like that kind of stuff goes. I don't think I'll have anything that'll top that.
Were you wearing gloves? I hope.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did throw on gloves. Yeah.
Protection, just in case.
Mostly it was protection, kind of for the bat. Like
that's true too.
I don't want to make it sound like I'm the abominable snowman. I want to hug him and squeeze him and name him George. I didn't mean I'm not like that. Like, but I didn't know. I didn't want to accidentally like crush the little guy.
No.
Or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Because as I've done some research on it since, just to understand. Well, this has happened a lot. What are bats thinking? What's going on here and everything? They are way more scared than we are.
Oh, I'm sure.
And they have no interest in us.
No.
Any stories you've heard about bats diving for your hair or anything like this. Yeah. These are all wise tales. Yeah. These are not true things. If a bat gets caught in your hair, it's just as surprised and freaked out as you are.
Probably more so. What am I doing?
You certainly got to worry about rabies and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
But chances are, if the bat has that, from everything that I've been able to tell, you can tell. They are not acting. They're coming at you then, maybe.
Because they're not normal. Yeah, there's something going on. Yeah,
and there's something missing with their you know, the brains and everything. So, that's it. That's what I've got. That's my claim to fame as far as like outside of the city walls kind of thing.
Ironically, that bat was named George. Just a coincidence. It's total weird. Coincidence. Yeah.
I didn't even. It shocked me. It really surprised me. Really. We'll take a quick commercial. A bat named George.
George. There
I like that. I like that. And not Clooney. Not Clooney. Take a break. Well, boy, that was bad. I should reassess. We'll come back. We're going to reassess during the break here. Go over those last plays. I want to look at those last plays on the teleprompter here. See what went wrong. Yeah. Okay. We're going to do that.
Get out the whiteboard, you know.
Yes. We'll come back. And have National Day of Calendar for you. It's Seth and James. Take it through your morning at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you at 7:17 on the clock on this March 3rd. It's time to dive into our National Day of Calendar.
Very nice.
And today is National Anthem Day.
Oh, it's National Anthem Day for the National Anthem.
I believe this is our day for our National Anthem and everything, but I do believe other countries do celebrate it on this day as well.
Okay.
The origins of the National Anthem Day is actually in America, where Francis Scott Key wrote the anthem for that fledged nation while Fort McHenry was under assault by British forces. Mm-hmm. He himself was in the bay on a military vessel and saw the entire assault happen. It is from these events that some of the key imagery in the song originated.
The key imagery.
Yeah, they really,
like they
really
did there.
Some nations, such as England, don't have an official national anthem, strange as that may seem. The people of the nation have adopted a song as their anthem in the places where most national anthems would stand in. The song God Save the Queen is used, and that's why you'll hear it during sporting events.
I guess it's God Save the King now, but yes.
Yes.
They do change it. Yes.
They do change it.
Yes,
interesting.
They do, yeah.
Interesting. I'm proud. I love our national anthem. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. It feels, this is one of the few things I would say this about. Like, I don't feel this way necessarily about our flag. You see people like that'll go, like, they got like 8 flags on their car.
Yeah.
They've got the whole outfit that's an American flag.
Right.
It seems tacky to me.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't bother me that much.
Yeah.
It bothers me when people like overuse the national anthem. I feel like it should be something more unique, more special. You know, when we stand up in school and do it or these kind of things.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's necessary. I think that's good. Kids should know the national anthem.
Sure, sure.
But I don't like I don't like forced patriotism, because it's not what America is. Mm-hmm. We've never had to do that. We've never done that. We've never been that kind of country. We're not a dictatorship. We don't have parades for our tanks, things like that. That's not what we don't have some complex or something like that we're trying to, you know, show something or whatever. Hey, look what we've got. No. We are proud of what we are, and we stand by what we are. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the world notices or they don't. But we're going to keep doing our thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of what I get from that national anthem,
yeah.
As well as being the country that we are. And
yes.
So many of the things that we've all grown up talking about and hearing and stuff.
Although, personally, I mean, nothing wrong with the Star-Spangled Banner. Mm. But personally, I always thought America the Beautiful was a better song. And I like the lyrics a little bit better. Oh, beautiful. You know?
Do like them.
Yeah. So if it ever comes up for a vote, if we're going to change the national anthem, that's what I'm going to do.
I don't think I could sing either one very well.
Okay.
But I definitely pledge to both.
There you go.
I also think the anthem has many, many other meanings than just being proud of your country.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It has so much more. It has a different meaning for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
And while I think that it's great that this is one of those things that brings us all together, hopefully, and that mm-hmm. we all have in common, I would never tell another person how to be an American. I give you my opinion. I give you my thoughts on
sure.
it.
Sure,
but I mean, I don't know anything. I'm just me. Isn't that
the idea that we all, you know, America is that nation that we're supposed to be able to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It means different things to different people, and that's cool. I think that's really neat.
What if cats and dogs had opposable thumbs day? They wouldn't need us.
They really wouldn't.
Yeah,
I think we'd be soon to be extinct, actually.
I don't know. I don't know where our hierarchy would be in the animal kingdom. And the only thing I am certain of, without a shadow of a doubt, is that there will be a lot more cats and dogs renting apartments. That's about it. I don't know if they'd be able to really get a house, but they definitely, maybe if they all teamed up, you know?
Yeah, maybe they would, and hijinks will ensue.
This day aims to give us all the pause for thought and think about how different our lives would be if Mittens or Fido joined the ranks of the supposedly superior species with opposable thumbs.
I like that, supposedly superior.
I like this.
That's actually good, yeah.
It's a fun one. For one, we would have missed out on one of the greatest commercials ever. Oh, bacon, bacon, bacon. Oh, I smell bacon. I need bacon. Oh, I can't open it. I don't have thumbs. It's a great commercial. It's a great one.
All those Toonsis skits on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, my God. Those, you talk about great bad comedy. The Toonsis sketches with Steve Martin were just top notch. Just top. It got me every time. I loved
it. Was that Robert Smigel? One of his things,
yes.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. It was. I think it was one of Smigel's early bits too that he wrote and everything. Because he came in with Dana Carvey and those guys.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a great one. Great reference. I do think also that they would. We'd be asking more of dogs. Think about everything we already ask of dogs.
I know.
That we already give them a billion jobs, and they just do them all because they're dogs, and they're wonderful creatures.
Hey, hey, Fido, can you get me a beer?
Yep, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And
definitely.
They could open it for you this time, you know?
I wonder if you would see an increase in people adopting these animals. Lots of people have dogs and cats already. Yeah. I wonder if you'd see that number go even higher if they could do those things. I wonder. Or would they be less? Would they be less?
That's an interesting question, I guess. I guess we'll never know.
Mm. National Salesperson Day.
Nice.
We appreciate the salespeople out there.
Mm-hmm.
Retail is a tough gig. If you have not worked it, you really don't know anything about it. If you haven't worked retail, don't understand. to those working in the retail industry, kudos to you. A big appreciation.
Yes, indeed.
Today's a good day, too, especially if you've got a regular clerk that you go to or anything mm-hmm. like that. I think giving them a thank you or appreciation.
Just a thank you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't hurt anything. Okay. Cost nothing can mean everything.
Well, for a job that seems for a lot of people a thankless job, giving that thanks could mean a lot. You never know.
Yeah. My papa's kind of day, National Cold Cuts Day.
I'm all in for cold cuts.
Yeah, yeah. Cold cuts are great.
Mm-mm-mm.
Get you a couple of slices of bread, some cold cuts, and you're good. You don't need much more.
I have to say that your people, mm-hmm. the Italians, are very good with cold cuts. They have some very imaginative, very tasty cold cuts.
It's one of the few things that we can take pride in that we don't have to look around first and say, hey, is anybody looking? Okay, actually, we're pretty good at this, too.
Yeah. Everyone likes, you know, the salamis and your pepperonis. Yep, and stuff. Yep. I mean, it's all good stuff, right?
A lot of pride in the cut of
yes.
those things. You mm-hmm. can tell. You can almost tell how Italian somebody is by how much time and energy they put into just how good they're cutting the meat.
Yes, this work of art sandwich that they're making here. Yes.
I wear a lot of blue. It seems to be that way. I don't necessarily
yeah.
go out of my way to do that.
Yeah.
The one day I have no blue on me, it's National Dress in Blue Day.
Okay.
Actually, I do have blue on me. You can't see it. I just realized that. And I probably didn't need to say that.
So wait a minute. Your cardigan, to me, looks a little like it's light blue. Or is
it
gray?
It's got a grayish blue.
It is
grayish
blue.
Blue
okay.
to it. You're right.
Maybe
yeah,
that's just me,
yeah.
but yeah.
It does have a little bit of that to
yeah.
it, though. Yeah. So National Dress in Blue Day.
Okay.
It's a fun day to do that, to wear some blue.
And yeah.
By now, though, you've probably already gotten dressed for the day. If you haven't, yeah.
But throw something blue on. There you go.
National Employee Appreciation Day.
Well, I appreciate employees.
We appreciate employees
oh, wait,
very
I am
much.
One. Okay.
Yes, we are employees, so this is a little tough. This is a little...
a little weird, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a fan of giving yourself credit, so I don't know how to do this one. No. We were actually talking about this yesterday with one of our friends from Extension mm-hmm. about the, you know, a conversation we've had on the air here, too, about power going to the employees. That the roles have kind of shifted a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And while I think that these things have a tendency to even out between bosses and employees, I don't think you're putting the genie back in the bottle. It's not as
no,
if we're going to go to what, like it was when we were kids. That could change necessarily, mm-hmm. say that there is an influx of one thing or the other, what have you. But right now, it doesn't look like it's going to change anytime soon.
Not
and
really.
I don't see the negative in that.
Mm-hmm.
If this forces lawmakers and businesses to pay employees a respectful wage,
yeah.
a wage that they can actually make a living on, that they can mm-hmm. actually stand on,
yeah.
Then, yeah, what's the harm here?
This is a good thing.
Unless you're in the top 1%, you shouldn't be worried about this. Because if you're a business, even if you're a small business, and you're
yeah.
hearing me say this, and you're like, well, how am I going to pay my employees? Your products will go up. And catch up with the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Because as far as inflation's already happened.
Yeah.
We're dealing with it right now. We've been dealing
right.
with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nothing else has caught up to it as
exactly.
far as pay and those kind mm-hmm. of things. Things are already incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
And if you think they're going to go up by that much just because you're paying people more,
mm-hmm.
you're not looking at the actual science of the math here.
Yeah.
Just that does not add up.
No.
Well, we're trying to even these things out.
Exactly. And if everyone did it, then there wouldn't be a problem at all. Because then everyone could afford
right.
to pay a little bit higher prices.
Yes.
Yeah. Look how that works.
It doesn't make you can't go backwards with the economy.
No.
You can't. Well, for one, we literally cannot afford to do that.
No.
But we also can't afford to lose any more employees or have that kind of thing happen because people are still making money. And to the idea of people being able to just collect money off the government and live off of that, those days are long gone. Hasn't been the case for a very long time.
Long gone.
And as far as COVID relief funds and those kind of things, that stuff's gone out the window
yep.
too.
Mm-hmm.
So you're seeing people working. They're just not working for you. They're just not working for $7 an hour.
Yeah,
that's
right.
They're on eBay. They're on Etsy. Or they're finding a trade that they can pick up and do
yep.
that job or
mm-hmm.
something. People are still working. There's plenty.
You haven't
messed with the American work ethic. They're just being smarter about where they're putting their energy into.
Mm-hmm.
National Mulled Wine Day.
There you go. A nice warm drink for cold days.
If that doesn't do anything for you, maybe International Irish Whiskey Day.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And you could even have you can even heat up some Irish whiskey, some
yeah.
Irish coffee.
Yes.
That'll help. Yeah,
yep.
there you go.
Yep. Maybe have that with your National Canadian Bacon Day.
I don't know.
That didn't work. That didn't work. I didn't know. No.
Put a little Canadian bacon in your whiskey. There you go.
It's ham. It's ham. I love Canada.
I've known
a lot of great Canadians in my life. I hope to visit Canada one day and fish
mm-hmm.
where my dad and papa used to fish and everything. I'm looking forward to doing that one day. It's on my list.
Yeah.
But yeah, Canada, no. It's not bacon. It's ham.
It's tasty, but
it's all
just,
right.
Yeah, you know.
But it's... The first time I had Canadian bacon was one of the... It was maybe the last bit of innocence that was in me that died that day. Because I still believed menus. I still believed in them. It says bacon. It's a Canadian bacon. Whatever. Maybe it's got maple syrup on it. I don't know. No, it is not that.
It's actually Canadian bacon is better than what it actually is because it's back bacon, and that does not sound appetizing.
No. I actually think the first time I had Canadian bacon, my nana probably made it for me,
yeah.
and I probably didn't say a word because I did not talk back to that woman. I did not.
You just eat what's in front of you,
yes,
man.
Yes. National Day of Unplugging. That's a good one. You can unplug a little bit today, even for a little bit. I think that's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
World Wildlife Day. So, hey, a great idea to, while you're unplugging, get outside a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, those are really cute rabbits they have in that picture,
I'm a sucker for rabbits. sucker for rabbits. I love rabbits. They today, not maybe a bad day to be outside too. I don't know. I haven't felt it. Hasn't felt cold to me lately.
No. It's been mild, as as our meteorologist friends say. It's been mild the last few days, which has been nice.
Today might be a good day for that. We'll find out more about that in the 8 o'clock hour. We get an update from our friends at the WeatherEye Weather Center.
Mm-hmm.
National I Want You to Be Happy Day.
Aw, that's sweet.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
Wanting to make others happy has a history that goes as far back as humans. Caring for others and wanting what's best for them is all part of the part and parcel of loving someone. In modern times, studies have shown that a main condition for most people to be happy is the opportunity to make others happy as well. And there's some science behind this, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know my brain always appreciates this kind of side of things and everything. Mm-hmm. Well, scientists have even shown this to be connected to special happy hormones with brain releases when people help others.
Very cool.
Oxytocin.
Yes, I believe that's
oxytocin, dopamine, and serotonin are all released in what's called the helper's high. Which is a grand feeling someone gets from helping another person and watching them be happy.
I have never heard that before, the helper's high. I like that, though.
The only reason I know any of that stuff is because I'm weird, and that's just how my brain works better. I had to, I've always been the kind of person that likes to go out of my way to help other people. That's a big part of the way that I show that I care about somebody, is trying to, you know, not just say something, but put the actions behind it.
Sure.
But for the longest time, I always thought, well, one of the better noble things I can do is not ask for help or when other people are trying to do nice things for me, you know, not let them and that kind of stuff. I actually thought that was borderline noble to do that kind of thing. But I realized that in learning a little bit more about how your brain works and chemical imbalances and that kind of stuff and serotonin, dopamines, all this. Well, wait a minute. I'm taking that away from other people. That helper's high that I get, I'm not letting other people get that.
Exactly.
I'm thinking for others. I'm feeling for others. I can't do that. So I'm still working at this.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to get better about it. But when, you know, people ask to give you a hand, and maybe even if you don't, you know, necessarily want to take it because we're Midwesterners and we have pride and we don't like to ask for help or anything like that.
Stubborn pride, if you ask me. But yes.
I let them do it. Let them know them help every once in a while because you feel good when you do those things.
Exactly.
And if you don't believe me, well, do something for somebody
and see what happens.
Hold the door open for somebody. Yeah. Help somebody with something today. And you watch. And I guarantee you, I only use the P word if I can back it up. I promise you, your brain will release these things and you're going to feel better from it.
Exactly.
You want other people to be able to feel that way too.
Exactly. You know, it's almost like the human is conditioned to help each other out.
Yes. Yeah.
Isn't that weird how that works? Yeah.
It's as if the whole plan all along was we're supposed to work together to make this whole thing work. I think we're onto something.
Deep thoughts.
Deep thoughts with Jack Hammond. Another great bit. And it's Overseas NHS Workers Day, the UK's National Health Service. This is a day to, I think it's a day obviously overseas for them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Not a bad opportunity for us to thank our workers as well here.
Any chance we get. Yeah.
And a big thank you to them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break right here. We'll get into our news with Melissa. And after Mel's done informing you, like she's so good at doing, we will go ahead and come back. And I've got the top cities and states we'd move to if money didn't matter.
All right.
Money don't mean a thing. Coming up here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day.
It was a beautiful day. Sun beat down. I heard the radio walk. I was driving.
Favorite Tom Petty song.
Oh.
Far and away.
It's a great riff.
Oh, the guitar in this. Oh.
Is it just me, or does Tom Petty always sound like he's tired?
Yes.
When he's got this weird, tired singing voice. I always thought it was strange.
There's so many, like, I noticed that when he was with the Traveling Wilburys.
Yeah.
And you hear him and Dylan singing together. And I never, I never heard, I can't think of any other artist where they're got great music, really, lot, especially Petty with some exciting songs, but could not seem more less interested. Could not seem less interested in the sing. The
Very laconic, yeah.
Bob Dylan never wrote a lyric that he didn't put hours into or anything like that. His lyrics were incredibly important to him and everything. Mm-hmm. Could not sound like he cared less about them. Like, to me, just to me. I never heard him sing a lyric necessarily where he even when they're like really important, meaningful lyrics,
right.
Like, you really hear him sing them any differently. He sings always the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't sound like he really cares that much about what even though he puts so much into these songs. And
oh, yeah.
It's weird. I actually am waiting to see if this will happen today. I was going to see if it happened on that first one. We'll play two more 80s bumpers throughout the show today.
Yep.
I'm waiting to see if Wishing Well will pop up. I was in Quick Trip this morning running late, and I heard it over those loudspeakers.
Oh, gosh.
And it's stuck in my head
now.
Oh,
no.
And it's just the refrain. That's, it just keeps playing over and over. And I just can't get it out of there. Oh,
Trent Darby. Yeah.
Earworm. Yeah. If money wasn't a factor, where would you live? So we've got an interesting story here. We're talking cities in the U.S., not other countries.
Okay.
A new survey looked into this of like if money wasn't a factor, what's your number one dream city? A new survey looked at this and found that Los Angeles got the most votes.
Really?
Not too surprising. I would have expected something out west. Most people, if you ask them why they don't live in California anymore, it's, cost of living.
It costs way too much, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Atlanta was a close second, followed by Austin. Then it's a five-way tie between Las Vegas, Miami, New York, Boston, and Dallas.
Okay.
The top five states we'd want to live in are in California, Florida, Hawaii, New York, and Colorado.
No real big surprises for me there.
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah, because I know I've heard a lot of people who would love to live in Colorado.
I'm a little surprised by the Austin showing up third on the list of dream cities and Florida showing up when it comes to cost of living, only because part of the reason people move to those states that we're told, at least, is the lack of taxes and all that.
Right, right.
And your buck goes a little bit farther. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's as true as it may sound.
I don't think so, no.
Especially you don't have to do a lot of digging to see that.
No.
And according to the poll, Florida actually was the top state people moved to last year. California was the top state we moved out of.
Right.
And here are a few more quick stats that came out of this article.
Oh, okay.
If money were no object, 40% of us would want to live in a city, 29% would choose the suburbs, and 31% would want to be out in the country.
Hmm. So the suburbs was actually the lowest of the three. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
The top reasons people moved last year were to have a better quality of life, a lower cost of living, and to get a bigger place.
Mm, okay.
75% have regrets about their move. That's a big number right there.
Yow.
The top three are, I wish I moved to a bigger place, I miss my old place, and I wish I got rid of more stuff instead of moving everything.
Oh, boy. Yeah. If you've moved recently, you know what that is. It's definitely top of the list. Yeah.
Why do we have this? We don't even need this thing.
Why do we have all these things?
We should have sold it on Over the Back Fence. Oh, if only there was a show on Saturdays at 11 to noon that could take your calls for items you're looking for and items you want to sell.
Sell and buy. That's right.
Be sure to join Seth Saturday for Over the Back Fence. Shameless plug. Most people who moved last year didn't actually go that far. 61% moved less than 20 miles away from their old place.
Less than 20 miles. So that's really not that far. You're right. Yeah.
And here's where, during the pandemic, after the pandemic, there was a lot of this, and there was a great talk of not only workers migrating, but the people migrating.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard a lot of nauseam about that. Mm-hmm. And there was some fear in some states about losing people. And we certainly seen some people move out of states, but the overwhelming majority of people, 61%, moved 20 miles or less.
Okay.
And that number shoots up even higher if you're talking about state in state.
Okay.
So most states did not lose a lot of state dollars.
Okay.
We saw losses in tourism and some of those things for obvious reasons.
Sure.
But those things have also been brought back.
Yeah, a lot of it.
And what has also been coming back is a lot of people, not necessarily the people that moved in this flux here we're saying here, but people that maybe they moved when they were in college and stayed in the state they were in, or a job took them to another state, and now they're finding ways to find a job here in their home state. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about what we've seen a lot with Wisconsinites, but this is going on through the whole country.
I think you're right.
New Yorkers are doing this. Wyoming people are doing this. Like, everybody's doing this kind of thing. It's mm-hmm. There's a big, big, like, sort of gold rush kind of thing going on where people want to go back to their roots.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty cool to see. That's pretty interesting to see. I'm hopeful of how that's going to help people, if everybody's state's economies.
Yes.
And how that's going to affect things going forward.
It'll be, it's so fascinating the time that we're living in right now with this kind of thing. And it took a big event. Really, it did. The pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of threw everything in this sense about where people live, what people are doing for a living. It really threw that into flux. And we've been seeing that even to this day, after that, you know, a couple of years into this, it's still up in the air. We still don't know all the chips are going to fall. So it's an interesting time to be alive, to see that.
Yeah. And it's something I think that we can approach with some grace and some understanding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, to be sure.
We'll take a break right here. We'll come back, have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio, 7:49 on the clock. James J. here, along with Seth Habhager.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
At the top of the hour, we'll get to CBS News. After that, we'll get a live and direct update from our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, get you set up for the weekend.
Yes, indeed.
When we're done with that, we're going to talk about the happiest place, the happiest U.S. cities. Okay. And where Wisconsin ranks.
All right. Very cool.
And we'll get into Girl Scout cookies. The Girl Scout cookie each state is Googling the most.
These are always fun.
Now, something that aren't always fun, but this one doesn't seem as bad. We're going to get into, there's a new TikTok trend.
All right.
And it's of people eating oranges in the shower.
Huh?
Yeah. And in the world of TikTok, this one doesn't seem as bad or dangerous.
It could be a lot worse, I suppose.
Or obnoxious. supposedly, eating an orange in the shower has several benefits, including it's less of a mess. Peeling and eating an orange is messy in general, but being in the shower makes it easy to rinse off. I've never really had that messy of a time on peeling an orange. I don't.
Unless it's really ripe, maybe? I don't know.
You get an enhanced sensory experience. The shower's heat is supposed to enhance the smell and taste of the orange, so your shower may smell and feel more like a fancy hotel or spa.
Which is famous for their orange-smelling showers?
I don't know.
Okay.
I am a fan of citrus smell, but not that big of a fan. I don't know. Citrus fruits have health benefits. Getting more citrus into your diet is a good thing. Mm-hmm. Oranges are a great source of vitamin C, mm-hmm. and only about 10 to 12% of adults in the U.S. are getting enough daily fruits and vegetables.
Okay. Is it just me? Is there something weird about eating in the shower?
Yes.
It seems very weird to me.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be doing this anytime soon.
No, really. No. I remember I was in high school and I was rushing because, you know, you're always rushing in high school.
Of course.
And my mom was really mad at me for not eating breakfast for like weeks stuff.
Right.
So I grab an apple and I'm going to go run into the bathroom and into the shower real quick. And I'm going to eat the apple in the shower. In my head, this will make sense. It'll save time.
Right.
Before I even get in there, my dad, Jimmy, what are you doing? I'm trying to hurry. I forget what I said, but I know I told him I was trying to hurry.
Uh-huh.
And my father, I got away with a lot around my parents and everything. For some reason, my dad put his foot down on this. You ain't bringing that apple in there, Jimmy. Like, what? It's going to make a mess. It's like, I was going to eat in the shower. By the time I get done explaining to him, I'm already late still. So I didn't even take a shower, and I ended up running off and everything. And that's the closest I've ever come to eating in the shower. I still did this. I got to remember to ask him why he put his foot down. So he was so serious about it, too. So I was like, you're not eating in the shower.
He may not even remember, but it's I love the idea of saying, no. I refuse to allow you to eat anything in the shower.
Like, some of the stuff I got away with, and yet that was where the line in the sand was drawn.
That's you never know what this is going to happen.
As a side note, eating oranges in the shower is not a new thing. They didn't reinvent the wheel here or anything. It popped up on Reddit in 2015 and made the rounds again a few years later.
Mm.
This has come up a couple of times.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Nope.
Rehashing old things.
Yeah, which is kind of lame, TikTok. Kind of lame. Kind of.
Come on, man.
Seems a little...
Up your game, TikTok.
Yeah, seems a little sad almost. Seems a little, yeah.
Get some of those government secrets on there that they're trying to get from kids.
Yes. That's, like, as far as that goes, like, if that is the case, like, what are they getting? What information are they getting? We're wasting time.
What's this? We got new information coming in. Oh, this kid doesn't like this. You know, there's a rumble going on at, you know, East High School.
I like that as much as I like the use of rumble. I don't know how many people are using that word anymore, but I bring it back.
I'm going to bring it back.
Yes,
love bringing back old words. Let's do it.
I also love the idea if the gang life was like the West Side Story. I think that'd be hilarious.
Dance contest.
Yes.
You could sell tickets, man. People come watch gang fights.
Drive-by dancing. I think
flash mobs,
not only a safer world, but a funnier one. Because not every one of them is going to be able to dance.
No.
You're going to have like a group of five guys, the greasers or whatever.
Again,
dating ourselves.
That's what all gang members look like, right?
There's like five guys, but like only three of them can dance. The other two they have in the back. They're the weak links.
Yeah, the background guys.
How about this, though? Instead of like some of the horrible stories we hear out of the, you know, inner cities and stuff like that, like tragedy today, five gang members twisted their ankles when they were in a dance off.
I would love to see that. You know, they're facing each other, they're getting all angry and stuff, and then someone slaps a piece of cardboard down.
Yes.
And do some breakdancing
on
there.
Now we're talking. I'm going to mop the floor with you. Breakdancing.
I just see the losing side. They're just, oh man.
it's rough to lose a fight, but you always can, you know, hang your hat on, well, I gave him my all, or I got a couple of good punches in on him too.
Yeah, right.
You lose a dance fight. There's no keeping your head up. It's tough. A lot tougher to handle that one. I wanted to touch on a couple of notes as far as the station here goes real quick. For those that were listening, did not catch it last night, a bit of a surprise to us around here, at least. I don't think it was in Edgar. Yesterday on our sister station, WIRI, we had Randy, Paul, and Don running the game for us for the Edgar Assumption game, the Lady Royals game. Edgar 38, Assumption 36.
Wow.
Didn't see that coming.
No.
Not only a low-scoring game like that, but that I got to think Edgar's defense came into play on that one. I do know that was a case coming into it. But we are not used to this. We are not used to our Lady Royals being knocked out early or anything like that. So and nothing to hang your head on about, though. Lady Royals, you get them next year. Yep. To all the seniors out there, thank you for such a great season.
Yeah.
To the coaching staff, to all the parents that brought these kids to these games, thank you so very much. Let's not get spoiled around here. Let's remember what this is all about. As much as it's nice to have that silver or gold ball in your you know, hometown or anything like that, it is about these kids having awesome life experiences and learning what it is to be an adult through sports.
Yep.
That is the point. You know, we forget sometimes, including myself. I'm raising my hand. I forget sometimes, too.
You're going to lose some.
Yeah.
Even tough games like that. But the Assumption boys did continue on. They'll be playing on Saturday, I believe. So
yes. So first, Edgar will play Wabino Olano for the sectional finals on Saturday. We will not be covering that game because Assumption won't be in there. And we got other things to cover because for tonight at 5:30, we got Wisconsin men's hockey versus Michigan Big Ten tournament action. It is a puck night there. And then on our sister station, WIRI, as Seth mentioned, the Assumption boys will keep rolling. They're taking on Newman Catholic at Newman Catholic Regional, at Newman Catholic in the regional tournament. It's an away game, but the way that they're playing might not matter.
You never know. Yeah. You never know.
On Saturday, we got Wisconsin men's hockey. They will wrap up the Big Ten. They're part of the Big Ten tournament for winner, better or worse, against Michigan. And then because we will not have Assumption girls basketball and WIRI at 12:30, Marquette men's basketball versus St. John's. Big congratulations to Coach Smart and the Marquette, because Marquette won the Big East tournament. Outright won it.
That's cool.
By clearing away the most complete team in the Big East,
mm-hmm.
they're gonna surprise some people. I think in the tournament, in March Madness.
Do you think they're gonna have a decent seed for the tournament?
I don't think they're gonna get it. I think they'll have a decent seed.
Okay.
I think that they're gonna surprise some people who haven't been paying attention to Marquette basketball all season.
Okay.
This is a very smart team. This is no pun intended on that. But
that
these
good.
Guys don't make a lot of mistakes.
Yep.
They're a young team, but they're very they're diligent with the ball.
And to be fair, with the way college basketball has been this year, I mean, it's wide open. Why not?
So wide
Why
open.
Why not make a big run?
No idea what's going to happen.
No.
Anybody that tells you they know who's going to win this thing is lying to you. Like, it's a good a bet as anybody.
Yeah.
It's going to
be a cool year, though.
And we are going to play March Madness around here.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to fill out some brackets. Well,
I got to defend. I got to defend my title from last year.
That's right. Seth won last year. That's right. And, of course, on Sunday, we got Wisconsin men's basketball at Minnesota. That'll be at 5:30. And on Monday, we'll talk about all this on Playmakers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. I did want to mention this, too, about as far as sports-wise. The championships, the 53rd Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association State Gymnastics Championship taking place today through Saturday at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School in Wisconsin Rapids.
Nice.
The team championships in Divisions 1 and 2 will begin at noon. The individual championships will begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday. You can get tickets at gofan.co. That's gofan, all one word, gofan.co. Congratulations to everybody that made it to this.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy, have fun. Hope it's a good time for everybody.
Indeed.
And again, remember that no matter win, lose, or whatever, you know, we'll be back our kids. And we're going to make sure that they know that. That goes for all the local teams, all the local high schools and that.
100%.
And we're looking forward to covering even more high school sports as we go forward here.
Yes, we are.
A big shout out to Randy and Don doing a great job this season with the Assumption girls.
They've been busy, yeah.
I think they might continue to be busy with the Assumption boys. We'll see. We're going to find out tonight. We will take a break. We'll get to CBS News. When we come back, we'll have our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center join us and plenty more. Seth and James coming up on the morning show at WFHR.